At 7 a.m., and three farm laborers are busy tilling a 2-acre farm in Bomet County in the Great Rift Valley. This farm belongs to Kate Yegon, a 27-year-old mother of two. She is a high school graduate who didn't proceed to university because her parents couldn't afford the more than 1,000 euros needed for her first semester. For the last 10 years since then, she has been farming potatoes on her husband's farm in Bomet County. In a county where almost half of the people live in poverty, farming has been her main source of livelihood.
It has been paying school fees to my kids because that's where I get my source of income. Most of my buyers come from many parts of the country and they come here to buy the potatoes in wholesale price. Farming is important because every day human beings all over the country, they have to eat. So I'm sure there's no day my potatoes will get rotten in the shamba because there are no customers.
However, Kate is currently a worried lady. In the last 5 years, her farming has become increasingly undermined by something her parents never used to face, something that she doesn't understand. Climate change.
I don't know how I can explain why the rain effect doesn't come sometimes, it comes, but it really interferes with my potatoes. The challenges I face, especially is during when the rain season is not there. So my potatoes take long to germinate. But when the rain season is there and there's a lot of rain, the potatoes germinate very well. And thereby, I'm able to sell them faster.
Just like the rest of Africa, the climate change impact that is most glaring in Kenya is erratic rainfall. Sometimes, the rains come too early, but other times, they show up too late. Either way, farmers like Kate are left not just confused, but with huge losses. According to a Greenpeace report released in 2015, scientists predict that although Kenya's short rainy season will extend, the longer rainy season will diminish. This will not only keep causing havoc in small farms across Kenya like Kate's, it will also cause increased flooding because of the rain being concentrated in short downfalls. But despite this life-changing climate change that is being experienced across Kenya, Kate has no option but to keep farming her potatoes and to keep selling them. The farming must go on because that is what keeps food on her table. She sells her produce to 30-year-old Hillary, a potato businessman based about 300 kilometers away in Nairobi. Like Kate, Hillary and hundreds of thousands of farm produce businessmen and women depend directly on the crops that grow all over Kenya.
I like this kind of business because, one, they are very easy to transport to the market. Secondly, for them to mature, they take a very short period of time. Unlike this other crops. Yeah, potatoes in Rift Valley, they are very cheap because farmers there, they plant in large scale. So when they are matured, every farmer has got the potatoes. So if you go and buy in such a place, they are very cheap.
Although the cheap price is good for Hillary and the eventual household consumer, it is bad for Kate because it means that she gets minimum profits. This is despite the fact that her harvest is already diminishing due to a changing climate. But Hillary says that price is dictated by markets and he has no control over it.
You see, in the market, this potato comes from very many places. Let's say, for example, today in the morning, we may get potatoes coming from Tanzania, which are very cheap compared to ours from Kenya.
According to the National Potato Council of Kenya, potato is the most important food crop in the country after maize. It is cultivated by over 800,000 farmers who are mostly smallholder like Kate. Although this potato production in Kenya is currently worth over 500 million euros, farmers like Kate remain mostly impoverished. But climate change and market dynamics are not entirely to blame for this, because much more can be done to add value to the farming and to the harvested potatoes. Dr. Kalua is the chairman of the Kenya Water Towers Agency, a government institution in charge of safeguarding the Kenyan forests responsible for most of the country's water. He is also the founder of Green Africa Foundation. He explains the predicament of farmers and how they can be helped.
Farmers no longer know when to plant. Farmers no longer know what to plant. Farmers no longer understand the effect of the kind of chemicals that we've been using to the soil. And this is where science comes in place. This is a scientific process. We must be able to appreciate that farmers need to be guided to understand what is lacking in their soils and be able to take this through a laboratory soil testing to understand so that we are doing optimal kind of effect on the agriculture sector. We know the soil. We understand what is lacking the nutrients, deal with the natural nutrients that we need for the soil as opposed to chemical, and then move to the next level to understand the type of seeds that are required. Farmer information and sharing even indigenous information is very, very vital.
In addition to all this, irrigation is also critical, as it is the only way that farmers can use to adapt to erratic rainfall. But Kate says that important as it is, irrigation remains beyond her reach.
If I was to get 100,000 from the government, I'll install irrigation in my shamba because I'll not be able to depend on rain fully, and it will really help me.
Indeed, the 2015 climate change agreement in Paris will only matter to farmers like Kate Yegon if it helps them to adapt their farming to a changing climate. Only then will their livelihoods be secure again. This is John Bokali reporting for South North Radio in Bomet, Kenya.